Hey y'all, it's me, your host, Talaya B, at T-A-L-A-Y-A-B on Instagram, and you're tuned in to the exclusive Philadelphia podcast, and this is part two of our exclusive interview with Ballers London Brown. Before we jump right back into it, we're going to hear from Chex one more time for a shout-out to our sponsors.
Welcome back. This is Chex. Big shout-out to Hip Hop Since 1987, Philly Fry Edibles, Showgirl Official, Raw Life Records, Kings Road Live, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Forge Recording Academy, and Anchor FM.
All right, so once again, we're tuned back in with London Brown from Ballers, and we'll let him shout himself out one more time if you guys are just tuning in with us.
Yes, this is London Brown, or these days at Real London Brown, Fat Reggie from HBO's Ballers out here in these streets, dude.
All right, and so for everybody who hasn't been tuning in, if you're just tuning into our part two, we've been talking to London about all things acting and his career and how he's gotten here to where he is. We just left off talking about the women in his life and the things that turn him off with women, and we've been hearing a lot about this word thirsty. I think a lot of people use it a lot today. You know, that's how a lot of people feel like they have to be to get what they want. But I think you sound very humble in your speaking, where you don't want a female like that who doesn't, you know, who doesn't just throw herself around. I respect that. That's always good, because in a world full of that, there's a few that stick out always.
Right.
So we'll jump right back into it. So you talked a lot before about starting off as a comedian. So how did you, you know, make your venture over to acting from comedy? How did that work out?
Well, for me, actually, it was the reverse, which was I come from theater. I started from theater first.
Okay.
And then through that, I developed just my stage presence and all of that stuff, which made the transition to doing stand-up pretty seamless, because it's the same thing. As far as the gratification or instantification of that feedback from the audience, it's just that, as opposed to being up there with, let's say, 12 other actors, it's just basically a one-man show. So with stand-up, it's like you said, one-man show, and it's my truth, my point of view about everything from dating to my family, to just a little bit, actually, to, you know, some politics, a little bit of everything, you know, just the differences even between, you know, black and white people and how we think and how we move, and, you know, it touches on a little bit of everything, though.
Okay, that's great. And speaking of, you know, things that you like to speak on in your stand-up, I see that you do some cooking on Instagram Live and talking about certain topics on Instagram Live and using social media to put a message out there?
Yes, I do. That's the thing. I think when they tune into my Instagram, or just my page in general, my page is really, you get a pretty decent glimpse about what I'm about, which is, I always tell people, I say, if you want to kind of find out a little bit of what somebody is about, just look at their first 12 pictures when you go to their page. What are those 12 pictures about? Like, you know, people thirst trapping and all this other stuff. I'm cool. I mean, I'm comfortable enough to where I don't need to do that. People, you know, I just want people to actually learn something when they come to my page. So when I cook, and I don't even cook like that. I mean, I don't necessarily like to cook. I cook because I have to, because it's just me. But I know, because my friends look at my food and they be like, man, why is it all fancy? But I just feel like if I'm going to do things, why not just do them well?
Right.
And that's my approach to most things. I try to, on any level, whatever I'm trying to do, at least my attempt is to do them well. So with that, people come to the page, they will learn a meal. And like I said, I ain't no chef, but whatever I have, you know, I'll share, because people, sometimes guys hit me like, yo, man, I want to make something for my girl. And so I started getting hit up about what guys can do for their girl. So, you know, I'm not king, romantic, but the little I know, like I said, I'm like, yo, make this little dish real simple. You ain't gonna be no chef to do it. Season it like this, and plate it like this. But then in the process of cooking live and showing people what the dish is, people have DM'd me different types of questions that address everything from racism, relationships, what outfits they think they want to wear, what I think, or why I think, you know, some guys be like, man, my girl did like this and she was like this. And I say, yo, it's an open forum. People ask questions during the live. And it's just a cool way for me to connect with my followers. And they get a very genuine side of me, because what they see is what they get. I cook in my little kitchen, and, you know, ain't nothing crazy, but, you know, people get the truth from me.
That's awesome. What would you say are some of the top topics that you talk about on your live? What are the ones that you like to discuss the most?
I think people like hearing my perspective on the dynamics between men and women, as far as I'm into the behavior, the more psychological side of why people do what it is they do.
Right.
So usually the relationship stuff, my black politics, because again, I go in, and you know, I goes in on it, but the difference between me and I think what some other people do that talk about race is they are very emotional about it, and mm-hmm. it's full of opinions.
Right.
And sometimes it can get kind of hateful and get nasty. But with me, I can talk about race in the same tone that I can talk about a dish I'm cooking, or in the same energy that I have during this podcast, because I don't address racism from just my opinion, if you will. I deal with racism with facts. So when we talk about racism, I can sit down with y'all, or I can sit down, this could have been a white podcast.
Right.
Whatever you want to talk about, it's not like I have a black point of view about it and all of a sudden I switch over to a white point of view about it. It's the same thing, because the truth is the truth. So I'm not telling people to go hate anybody or disrespect anybody. It's none of that. It's real simple, which is boom. Why is this and why is this like that? Well, here are the facts. It's like this because of this, and these people oppress these people, and this has produced this kind of result. And so we talk about it. But what's been cool is that people have been open enough, white people as well, have been open enough to really ask and say, yo, Lennon, I didn't know this is what this was. I'm like, I know you didn't know. I know you think that Colin, you know, Kaepernick you think it's disrespectful to the thing, but let me give it a breakdown. Have you thought about the lyrics of the song? Or have you thought about that it's not like this, or, you know, we go into it. But right. Like I said, it's only to open the discussion, because people keep talking about leave the past in the past. I'm like, well, if the things of the past are still affecting the present, we got some stuff we got to fix. But the only way to fix it is not being afraid of it. So, you know, people feel comfortable enough, like I said, black or white or whatever, they cool to stop by and just and hear me out.
So I enjoy that you talk about racism and how you want to get that out there, because like I said, where I grew up, I didn't really see that a lot until I got out of there and, you know, society started changing. Do you think racism has been a setback for you in your acting career? Do you see a lot of that, you know, when you're going to castings and things like that?
No, I mean, I don't know if it's personally, but I think systemically, you know, that's why I do think that HBO is really dope in the sense of pushing for diversity. Okay. I think that's one of the things that I did recognize, is I was like, yo, okay, they're working some black people in there. Let's get on in there and do what we got to do. Right. And not even depending on that, totally, I'm saying, because as we know, for us, we got to create our own projects. Shout out to Childish, or, you know, or Danny for that, you know, for holding that down. Childish Gambino for, you know, working on stuff he's doing. And a lot of other people are creating their own projects. And I think that's, we got to do more of that in order to see more of us. But yeah, I think that for me, you know, as long as I can continue to do well at what I do, and if I, whatever little doors I can push open or leave open for somebody else, then I'm going to try to, you know, I'm going to try to do what I can do. And even if that means telling somebody else about an audition that I can't do, or a gig, or throwing their name out there in the mix, I'm like, yo, hey man, y'all need to take a look at this cat. If I can do that, then I'm going to try to do that as well.
That's great. And it's always awesome to, you know, spread the love and spread jobs to other people, because people are always looking for work. And, you know, if there's something that you can't do, and it's good that you know somebody, at least you help somebody get somewhere.
Right. And that's what, and that's what's about to
be part of their story then.
People talk about it's lonely at the top, but why is it lonely at the top? I think one of the reasons it's lonely at the top is because people don't reach back. Right. I'm like, you in a space, you can't do nothing. You can't throw a name out or get them an audition or get them a look. I'm not telling you to book the job for them, but at least get a mention. You know what I mean? So I try to do that. And that's another one of those things I try to do to just remind me to keep grounded, because when I was touring with Chris Tucker, he had several people he could have called to be on tour. So the fact that he said, yo, I'm going to rock with you, I told myself when I got in that position, I would do that. And I'm in that position now on some sort of level. So I bring my boy, shout out to Brandon Lewis out of Atlanta, or you may catch him on All Def Digital, online, or whatever, but I bring him on the road, you know, to feature or work with me. And, you know, I think that's only the fair thing to do. That's the right thing to do.
Right, exactly. Especially people who have been in your corner for quite some time or who have been rocking with you for a while.
Right.
So you talked about, you know, working with Chris Tucker, and then, you know, you're on Ballers with Dwayne Johnson, or better known as The Rock. So who are some of your favorite people that you've worked with thus far?
He's not a mega star, but he is one of my favorite people to work with. His name is Omar Miller. Omar Miller, if you don't know, that's the big dude from Paul's from 8 Mile.
Okay.
Omar, super smart dude, and I call him just to figure out the game because he's been doing it longer. So I ask him all my little small questions about the industry and how to navigate through it. I call him. So he's just a good, solid dude. Another one is, like I said, my boy Lon Noel from Insecure. The fact we started together, I went to go see The Purge at screening. We was out in Miami for the Black Film Festival. And just being out there, I sat next to him and I couldn't even contain myself. I don't know what you call it when, like, tears come from your eyes. I wasn't crying, but, like my eyes, they did, like, it was tear ducts coming from them, but I wasn't crying, though. But I was, like, excited for the dude. So I was like, damn, and this dude, because we had spoke about the dream, we spoke about this, and right. We sit in the movie theater. I'm like, this is it. This is what we talked about.
Here
so I was filled with so much ebullience just being a part of that. So, I mean, those are two cats, but, like, as far as industry, you know what? I mean, Dwayne is great, man. Dwayne is, you know, he's super cool. Dwayne, and no ego, not a little bit, not kind of. Dwayne is a super, super cool dude, man, and I appreciate that because he ain't got to be.
Right.
Even if he wasn't, I wouldn't even be mad. Right. Like, you the biggest star in the world.
I remember watching him on wrestling when I was younger. I used to watch him all the time.
We all watched him. Okay, low-key, I'm from the 80s. So when we grew up, it was WWF. Before it came WWE, it was WWF.
Right.
Hulk Hogan was the guy.
Yeah.
And then we look up, and we like, who is this? He not black. He not white. He winning. He just this dude, for the people's champ. He changed. You know, it just changed, but you realize that people's champ personality really is him. So to work with him and to talk to him like that, it was cool, man. I appreciate that. So that's really dope.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's great. And I know there's more people to come for you to work with and for you to meet. So who are some people that you want to work with in the future?
Ooh, all right, here we go. Boom.
All right, here we go.
I still would like to do, work with Lorenz Tate. Lorenz Tate don't know. Lorenz Tate is, let me see. Lorenz Tate for young actors is like, he's like the big brother in a way where, I tell you like this, let me just go through, like Love Jones is one of my top five, right?
Okay.
And for, especially for, and just for black people in general, people love, because like the girls want to be Nina,
right?
And the guys on some sort of level want to be Darius. And it's just how he played that and how he did that. But I think he still low-key slept on. Like, this dude, his range of acting is cold. So let me not go into that. But Lorenz Tate would be one. Let me see. Don Cheadle. Cheadle got some, he cold with it. And then also somebody like, I gotta mention Denzel, dude. Denzel is just, Forest Whitaker is on that list too. But Denzel, Denzel is so cool.
Right.
I mean, I don't know him, but I mean, just from what I know, he's so cool. He's like the only actor in Hollywood that can say whatever he wants to say twice. Nobody even cares. He'd be on, set. The line could be anything. It'd be Philadelphia podcast and say, and action. All right, I'm listening right now to Philadelphia Pod. I'm listening to Philadelphia Podcast. We like, how? Who said you can say your lines twice? Only Denzel. Denzel can do what he want to do. It's not what you know. It's what you can prove. I'm listening. I'm joining in. Boom. Codex. We like, dang. Only you can do. Like, I'm telling you. Man, when that happens, even when I meet him, I just gotta thank him for making X and making Training Day and Mo Better Blues and Mo Better Blues is really like my story, or I can relate to a lot of that stuff. But he's one of those ones, man. Spike Lee, and Will Smith. Will Smith is so dope.
I love him. He's awesome on Instagram. I love that he got an Instagram. I love
it. He's so dope. It makes me sick. Like, just when you think he can't do nothing else better, you like, nigga, what?
He comes back.
How you get on, you out there and you gonna do the dance on top of the bridge?
The Shiggy like, Challenge.
I'm like, what? I mean, because it's just, I'm still tripping the fact, be wilding because he did I Am Legend. I'm like, this nigga carried it by himself. I'm like, oh my gosh, right. Will, like you can't dress any flyer. Your lineup can't be any crispier. You can't be any more inspirational. I'm like, what? I'm like, dude, that's how I see myself. On a lot of ways. Not saying that I am him, but that kind of thinking and that kind of way of going through life is a lot of stuff that I personally gravitate to. So, you know, those are just a few. It's, of course, just a bunch of other people, but those are the ones for now.
All right, that's awesome. That's great. So, I just wanted to, first of all, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to talk to you today and do this interview. It's been a pleasure to speak with you tonight. I've learned actually a lot about you. Like I said, I watched the show Ballers. My dad put me on the show. Shout out to Dad.
Yeah.
So it's a great show. I can't wait to see what work you have coming up next and to follow you on Instagram and watch the things that you do up next. So I just want to give you a chance to give a shout out to anyone that you want to give a shout out to who you have not gotten to yet tonight, and before we close out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I was going to do it anyway, so I appreciate y'all just acknowledging it, or being cognitive of it. Major shout out to Inz Mitchell. He runs a club in LA, which is like my home club. I host every Saturday night there. And the fact that he can have his club open to me and to other black comics where we can't get up at a lot of clubs. It's very political with stand-up. But I appreciate that, brother, from day one, being in my corner. Mark Swinton, Byron Nora, people just helped me out along the way through my acting process. The people at HBO, I appreciate them and my family for always looking out. My friends and my people come out to support my shows. And then, of course, my followers and the people. I mean, my page is full of shout-outs because I appreciate people even coming up speaking to me. People ain't got to talk to me, so I appreciate them, but I think they understand that because that's evident on my page. And also, Karen, and I know she's listening. Karen is super, super great. She works magic. And she's
shout
really,
to Karen,
really
man. Shout to Karen, this young king. That's how we plugged in with you, man. So shout to
her.
Yeah,
man. Because
if it wasn't
busy,
for her, man, we wouldn't even have this tonight. That's big.
Absolutely, man. And my reps and whoever, my team and all that stuff, man. So, and my followers. Thank y'all, man. Y'all ain't got to talk to me either. So I appreciate everybody, you know, taking a little time to get to know me. So, you know,
it's
thank
our
you.
Our pleasure. Well, once again, I am your host, Talia B. And I want to thank you so much, London, for calling in tonight and talking to us. It's been great. It's been a pleasure. Next time we all get out to Cali, we got to link up so you can take us to that club you were talking about that you host.
Yes, yes.
I'm in Cali next week. So I'm going to DM you, bro. We're going to link up.
What day next week? Because I might not be.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we live. We ain't going to let everybody know our drop.
Oh, yeah.
You
can't let
them know our location.
I thought we were on a three-way. I'm tripping like a bug.
But once again, thank you guys for tuning into the exclusive Philadelphia podcast on our all-new interview with London Brown from the HBO series Ballers. I am your host, Talia B, at TALAYAB on Instagram. You can find me. And you can find London on Instagram at, I'll let him give his last shout out to himself one more time.
Yes, at Real London Brown. Thanks so much, at Real London Brown.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time. See ya. And one more shout out for our sponsors.
You were just tuned in to Philadelphia Podcast. It's your boy Chex Elite on all social media, CHEXZ. And big shouts out to Hip Hop Since 1987, Philly Fry Edibles, Show Grow Official, Raw Life Records, Kings Road Live, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Forge Recording Academy, and Anchor FM.
And HBO Ballers, baby.
Gang!
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.